3, 2, 1. I'm here with Jim, and he's going to give us just a snippet of a story of his life that he's doing as part of the Ageing Well project. So over to you, Jim.
Well, now, one of my favourite times, I was working with some pipers and a couple of violin players and a couple of accordion players playing music for a Morris side who were dancing. But this was a very rough Morris dancing side. We had a reputation for being not quite the thing. It was basically pulled together by a musical historian in North Devon, and he brought this motley crew together from all across Devon and one or two from Cornwall, who came up every week to play with us. But they were wild. They even looked it. Long manes of red hair. They were mad. And we used to perform not particularly traditional Morris dancing, but from old songs and made-up dances from a mythical part of Dartmoor, or past of Dartmoor. And it was all based around this mythical landowner called Lady Ockington. And there's a small river called the Ockment. So this was, well, it gave it a kind of plausibility. But the dances were based around this wild and wanton person. And we played at all of the normal places, you know, the pubs and festivals and so on. And much of the disgust of horse riders, we'd go to hunts, or, you know, the first hunt or the last hunt all of the year. And we'd prance around with sticks and iron bars and sometimes fire. Very wild, not very well liked, but it was good. We had fun. And we took it to France as well. We went to various musical festivals and dance festivals in France. And one particular one, which was a wonderful festival down in south of France, was based around a chateau. And we were there, you know, we would be there for about 2 days, dancing all night around the walls of this chateau. It was wonderful. A fabulous kind of time. And because we were English, of course, we were drinking as well. And we do like bottles of beer and wine and so on. And we go to these wonderful festivals of dance in France where everybody just drinks water and dances, but not us. We would get involved in the most unruly manner. Not horribly, you understand, but they didn't know what to make of us half of the time. I'll also like to make things, mostly instruments, which are stringed or double-stringed or percussive instruments. For instance, a birimbaum is a type of simple percussive stringed instrument, which is a single string stretched along a pole with a simple sound box. And you can alter the note, you know, you can get about 3 notes out of it if you're really good. But it's a beautiful rhythm instrument. And it's those kind of things I like to make. You can employ almost anything as an instrument, you really can. So I tend to find stuff to use, and at the moment I need something to do with bicycles for a project that I'm working with for the Choral Engineers. So I'm picking up pieces of gear associated with bikes and making rhythmic noises from air, from pumps, or little ringing sounds from tyre levers, for instance, or whirring wheels. But there's loads of different kinds of stuff that you can use any kind of method to make a sound with.
Now, Jim, I see you've got one of those instruments there, and I wonder whether we could have a bit of a demonstration to finish with, if that's okay.
Fine, John. Fine. Let's see if I've got...
So Jim's delving into his bag of tricks here. And Jim, just describe this. It's a weird and wonderful instrument you have here.
Basically... You have a pole, a simple pole, around about 4 foot long, which is stretched one single string from one end of the pole to the other, which is bent. Well, the string is because, the string is shorter than the pole, so the pole bends into a kind of a bow shape. And attached to the bow, by method, you know, this one is a method of a string, is a gourd shape or a sound box. And because the sound box is attached tightly to the wood, it helps to resonate the sound. So here you go, I'll give you a little demonstration of this.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim. Thank you.